Power 93.5, the Palmer Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla, and I must admit I'm somewhat disappointed in the position that my partner has chosen to take this morning.
Well, Hitman's drinking Haterade.
What?
This morning, in his coffee. We got a message from an amazing woman. Listens to us every morning. She needs some advice. She's been dating this guy named Bryce for a little less than 2 months. And her friend saw Bryce at this jewelry store on Saturday. And one of her friends that Bryce doesn't know walks into the store, sees him buying this beautiful, expensive Tanzanite necklace. And her friends are freaking out because it's so expensive and beautiful. Like, we Googled these Tanzanite necklaces. I've never heard of it. So maybe only people who were loaded know what these necklaces are. But I mean, some were $1,600. I saw one listed for $11,000. Anyway, so she's like, I feel guilty accepting it for Christmas as a gift because Bryce likes me way more than I like him. My friends are like, it doesn't matter. A gift is a gift. So she's asking, should she accept this necklace or not? Feel free to chime in on our live Facebook video, Power 935, if you can't get into the phone lines. But I'm saying it's a gift.
No,
it's a gift.
Look, I let you try to woefully explain your position.
It's a gift.
And you have fallen way short of any justification of anybody with any amount of class, knowing in their heart that their emotion is not bonded to this other individual that strong to have the courage and the will to say, I appreciate the offer, but respectfully, I cannot accept this gift from you at this time. And that's far better than taking it and using it. 869-10983.
Stressing me out.
Why? Why me? All right, man. You've been waiting. Go ahead. What do you think?
I'm with you, T-Man. You know, and Carla made this sound like a gold digger.
No.
Yeah, she's all like,
you guys.
Like, dang, you know, like, you don't even like the guy, but you know.
No, oh my God. Know, like, this, no, Hitman. Hitman planted that. Hitman planted that in your brain.
What?
She's been dating this guy. they're dating. Like, she's
yes,
not.
They're dating, but. He's confessing his love to her by buying her this lavish gift, not hey, you know, I just like you, you know.
Well,
no.
It's only been 2 months.
He's like, I love you this much that I want to buy
Fine.
This beautiful necklace
Fine.
For you, you know. And if she don't like him like that, you know, like she's all like, oh, well, we're just dating, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know, you don't buy somebody you're just dating, you know, a $1,600 necklace,
right.
You know.
You need to bring homeboy back down to reality. I'm sorry to break your heart.
I'm sure homeboy ain't flexing like that just because he can.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, look.
Y'all have a lot of assumptions right now, and you know what they say about people who assume.
Yeah, well, me and the caller have other assumptions of which we will not clearly illustrate on the air.
Right?
Is that right,
exactly.
Sir? Thank you.
Good job, T-Man.
All right, my man. Thank you. See?
What are you guys, bros now?
Well, of course.
What is going on?
Anybody with an ounce of good sense would not accept this gift. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
First of all, y'all making assumptions. The friends are making assumptions, rather, because they don't know who he's buying that necklace for.
Ooh.
It can be for the mom or the sister or whoever in the family. It is Christmas time.
Ooh, now that would be interesting if it wasn't even for her.
Ooh, the plot. Dickens this morning. I like that. Hey, what if he's got more than one girl?
Ooh, we need a follow-up. We need a follow-up.
But if she's not into him like this, then she needs to quit me in the gold digger and tell me.
Yes. Oh. Thank you, girl. Thank you, girl.
Yeah.
So fist pound. Thanks for calling, okay?
No problem.
See?
Wow.
See, that lady has what I like to call intuitiveness.
No, I need the ladies who are real right now to call, please.
Real? Are you saying
yes.
They're going to take it? If they're real.
Being real.
Please.